Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
So shout out to us for picking the Bills in Survivor, and I'm sorry to anyone who had Green Bay, but turn out the lights. The party's over. We loved it. We danced on your grave. Are you kidding me with this nonsense? With Dable and this team? I gotta see Joe Shane up in the owner's box. Looking with his suit. Looking like he's going for his first communion.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry phenomenal football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, youtube.com/@ the BetMGM Network. Like and subscribe to the show there. YouTube.com/@ the BetMGM Network. We are also live on Twitch. Twitch.com/ the BetMGM Network. So subscribe on YouTube and Twitch. And we are heard on radio stations nationwide and always in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up on the show, oh baby, we will survive. Yesterday, Femi, Tyler, and myself could not come to a consensus on our survivor pick for week number 4 in the National Football League. We will attempt to do so today. And I got to be honest with everybody. I think that we need to bring the Houston Texans back to the table for a discussion. We thought it was just New England or Denver. I think it's time to bring the Texans back into the discussion. We will talk Survivor a little later this hour on the show. In the Power Hour, Final Hour, all our football bets for the weekend. We look forward to that. College football and the National Football League, along with all the latest injury information. And two tremendous guests will join us. The great Colin Wilson from the Action Network, Big Bets on Campus, his bets for an epic college football Saturday, and former Major League Baseball general manager, my buddy, Jim Bowden of MLB Network Radio, CBS Sports, and The Athletic, getting us and you, dear listener and dear viewer, set to bet and win on the final weekend of the MLB regular season, including who will win American League MVP between the big dumper. Just wanted to let that float out there for a second. And Aaron Judge. Social question today. Put it on YouTube, youtube.com/@ the BetMGM Network. Your best bet for the football weekend. Could be NFL, could be college. A side, a total, a prop. youtube.com/@ the BetMGM Network. Type it in. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses later in the show. But we officially begin phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with a terrible Thursday night football game that became a great Thursday night football game. And in doing so, I think actually, out of all the Thursday night football games that have been played, and I'm not talking Thanksgiving games from back in the day, since Thursday night football became a thing, this might be the most Thursday night football game in the history of Thursday night football games, as the Seattle Seahawks win at the gun on a last-second field goal to beat my Arizona Cardinals 23-20. In doing so, the Seahawks improve to 3-1. My Cardinals fall to 2-2. Yesterday, we told you on the show that both teams to make the playoffs, the no was a minus choice. The no was a favorite. We told you that would flip, and the winner of last night's game would become a favorite to make the postseason. And lo and behold, Seattle, yes price, minus 130 to make the playoffs. Arizona, no, minus 350. Sad. Seattle plus 400 to win the NFC West. The Cardinals now sitting at a cool plus 1600 to win the division. Now, typically on the show, to the victors go the spoils. And that is the team that we will start with. But I actually feel like I need to start with the losing team last night and begin the show talking about Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., Calamity Ganon, because it is a calamity right now, and the Arizona Cardinals. And let's have an honest conversation here about this team, a team that I really, really liked. I don't want to say I love them, because I never said they had a Super Bowl upside or they'd make a deep playoff run. Just that I thought they could exceed expectations, maybe win the NFC West. I have a bet on them to win the division. I thought they could win 10, 11 games, perhaps. I never felt like the ceiling was that high. But, you know, I have to acknowledge at this point that it doesn't look like they will reach any of the benchmarks that I thought they could at the start of the season. So let's have an honest conversation about where this team is at in year three of head coach Jonathan Gannon and general manager Monty Ossenfort. And I'm going to keep it real here. On the defensive side of the ball for Arizona, I believe that this defense is going to get a lot better as the season moves along. No Walter Nolan yet this season. He's our first round pick on the defensive line. Like, when Walter Nolan eventually comes back, and I'm not grinding the film college football, just that I respect a lot of people that do, and they all think that he's going to be an absolute stud. Christopher's grandson. I think Walter Nolan's going to be awesome when he gets out there. He's not there yet. The Cardinals are also dealing with a ton of injuries in the secondary, and some of these players aren't coming back this year. Starling Thomas ain't coming back. Sean Murphy Bunting ain't coming back. But I'll tell you what. If Will Johnson, second-round pick out of Michigan, who looks like an absolute stud at the cornerback position, if Will Johnson had played in last night's game, I'm not saying the Cardinals would have won. I don't think they would have. And to be fair, like, Seattle won the game by three. The Seahawks beat the crap out of them in this game. And Arizona was lucky for the deficit to only be three in the game. If Will Johnson's playing, you know all those receptions at the end of the game in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter for Jaxon Smith-Njigba, where he's torching Max Melton? Now imagine Will Johnson's on him instead of Max Melton. Maybe it doesn't go as well for JSN and the Seattle Seahawks offense. So I want to be really fair here that I don't think this Cardinals defense is a fully formed unit just yet. And I do think that as the season goes along, I think the defense is going to get better. That's Gannon's specialty. I think this defense is going to be pretty good. And it was pretty good last night for most of the game, like holding the Seahawks in check while the offense was stuck in neutral. So I want to be fair. I think the defense is going to get better as the season moves along.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's talk about the offense. The Arizona Cardinals' offense is offensive. It's terrible. I actually think that in a weird way, the Arizona Cardinals' offense could be good for humanity and good for civilization. Now, I have never, thankfully in my life, suffered from insomnia. And if I did, candidly, I would just, you know, rip the bong until I fell asleep. I'm just being honest with everyone. If that ever happened to me, you do what you got to do. For the people out there that have trouble sleeping, my suggestion would be, fire up a clip of the Arizona Cardinals offense for the first three quarters of this game. You'll be out before halftime. You'll be asleep. Out cold. I'm talking Rip Van Winkle. This offense absolutely sucks. It's not fun to watch. It's not fun when you have money on them. I don't see where the joy is at all in this team playing offensive football. And there's issues everywhere, and everyone is to blame. So Kirk Herbstreit calling the game last night, I thought he did a really nice job saying at the end, you know, what we want from Kyler Murray is in these moments, in the big moments, for him to be, and he got the draft class wrong. He's like, oh, like everyone in Kyler Murray's draft class in 2018. You know it's bad when Al Michaels knows you're wrong immediately. Al Michaels, well, it's 2019. Not great. Anyway, but we want Kyler Murray to look like Josh Allen. We want him to look like Lamar Jackson. We want him to look like Patrick Mahomes. We want him to look like the best quarterbacks in the league. Now, Kyler did play well at the end of this game and did play well on the final drive, and they did tie it at the end. But don't let that confuse you or distract you from the fact that Kyler Murray, and I like Kyler Murray, I do, that Kyler Murray is the same quarterback today that he was in 2020. Has he gotten better? Has Kyler Murray gotten better in 5 years? Or is he the same exact quarterback? Now, he doesn't suck. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. But I think the ceiling is pretty low. And we have to acknowledge that, especially I have to acknowledge it, as someone that liked the Cardinals this year. The ceiling is low if Kyler Murray's your quarterback. It doesn't help matters that the stuff around him also is not very good. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be your number one receiver, right? And Marv was terrible to start this game. He's not running the right routes. He looks like he's giving up on balls. He's dropping passes. He's bobbling them directly into the arms of the other team. I don't know what's happened with Marvin Harrison and Brian Thomas. Hopefully Malik Nabers doesn't get this syndrome as a Giants fan. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Harrison did get it together and was good in the second half. We can talk more about him as the show moves along. But if Marvin Harrison, think about team building and construction here, right? If Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be your number one receiver, then he needs to be great at the stuff he's great at. And you saw some of that right in the waning moments of this game, right? When he finally turned it on, had that sick touchdown over Devin Witherspoon, couple nice catches from there. He's not the fastest receiver. He isn't. So you're going to need speed elsewhere. Where is it? You want to tell me Greg Dortch is the speed and Greg Dortch had a nice catch and run in this game? Okay, like he's their fourth receiver. He's only in the game because Zay Jones is concussed. Like Michael Wilson is the Cardinals' number two receiver. I think the Jets are the only other team in the league that would have Michael Wilson as one of their two starting receivers. It is terrible. Terrible that this is what they're rolling out there. Marvin Harrison Jr., Michael Wilson, Zay Jones is this team's three receiver set. Now, maybe you want to say, well, you know, Drew Petzing's the coordinator. He's like a Stefanski guy, and they want to run the offense through the tight ends, and the tight end, Trey McBride, is really good. Okay, when you watch this offense, we all watched it last night on national television. Do you think that this is a well-designed offense? Is it any different, or has it gotten any better than it was 2 years ago? Year one of Gannon with Drew Petzing as the offensive coordinator. Has any of it gotten better? Feels the same to me. It feels stagnant. And I don't like watching it. And you know who else doesn't like it? Kyler Murray, who said after the game, it's actually a great line from Kyler. And he knows a lot about this because he loves playing video games. And sometimes it takes forever for a video game to load. He said our offense is like, you're waiting for the offense to load and it's taking forever. I think that happens when you buy Call of Duty. That's what Kyler Murray's really good at. Maybe he should pick up a baseball glove. Because I don't know if this is going very well right now with the Arizona Cardinals. So as we project this moving forward for Arizona, right? Next week, host the Tennessee Titans. They should be able to win that game and get to 3-2. From there, at the Colts, home Packers, I think they're going to be 3-4. And they don't feel like a playoff team to me. And compare and contrast Arizona, which is a known quantity at this point in year three, with Minnesota. Potential upside there with Wentz or McCarthy. Chicago, unrealized upside with Caleb Williams. Atlanta, unrealized upside potentially with Michael Penix. And Seattle with Sam Darnold. I don't think this is a playoff team this year. On the other side, we'll talk about the winners, the Seattle Seahawks, and their quarterback, Sam Darnold.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.